This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number three of the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as we have tomorrow's news tonight right here going on in the program, broadcasting from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, keeping America free and safe. A special thank you. Now, to all the people right now working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, the bus drivers, all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and all around the world, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and get into the chat room over there, and you can converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. Well, joining us right now on the program, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning.
Good morning.
Are you excited because Starbucks is opening again?
I don't. You will never see me in a Starbucks. I've been in a Starbucks once in my life. That was enough. They're too liberal for me. I've never been back.
Well, we used to call it $5, but now that's underpricing it. But I'm amazed because I'm just going to say this real quickly. We have a Starbucks over there on 4th Street near where I'm at. Every day when I'd go by there, 40, 50 cars lined up to go through the drive-thru. Every day, back out in the street for a block and a half or two or whatever. Unbelievable. Anyway, speaking of unbelievable, yesterday the Senate had a little confirmation hearing for the DNI nominee, John Ratcliffe. Now, how's that going?
Well, he'll probably get confirmed, but not without residual contention from the Democrats. I'll repeat it again. I would eliminate the agency. We don't need it. It's redundant. but anyway, I'm not sure that Ratcliffe, while I like Ratcliffe a lot, I think he's done some remarkable work, certainly in the oversight investigations and whatnot. I don't think he's credentialed really enough to have that position, but I also don't think that we ought to have the office, so... that's my two cents.
What do you think about Congressman Michael McCaul? Of course, he's from Texas, chiming in yesterday saying that China created the worst cover-up in human history, costing the United States $22 trillion for a death rate of 1%.
Well, Michael McCaul, you know, he's saying the same thing several others are saying. Notice that it's only the Republicans are saying it. None of the Democrats are saying it.
No.
But he's saying the very same thing, and he's right. I mean, it is a cover-up. Mike Pompeo has said it. Tom Cotton has said it. Ted Cruz has said it. Senator Rubio has said it. I mean, they all have. Now the bigger thing is pay attention to what other governments are doing, because other governments are not very happy about this either. And that's an understatement probably of the year so far. Now, remember we talked about last week the Five Eyes.
Right.
And their report. And this is, I was just looking at a piece that you've got some European governments that are now reconsidering very seriously what their relationship with China is going to be, how it will be, and what those terms and conditions are going to be. So this is a very dangerous period for countries across the world because, you know, it's kind of like backing President Xi and the Chinese Communist Party into a corner. They could come out in a very nasty way. Who's to say that there's not some other virus sitting out there? Who's to say that there's not some other kind of debt trapping that they will do? I mean, I would be watching the next moves of China very carefully because they are going to retaliate. They want to protect their reputation. Obviously, it's in the tank. And they could get very belligerent at any time.
Yeah, very true.
Like,
and
like South China Sea.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, it could get nasty.
Yeah, and of course, we've got some ships that are sailing out there in the South China Sea right now while they're sailing around Japan with their big supercarrier.
Well, it's very important. All eyes should be on Beijing right about now.
Yep. Now, we're getting ready to take a break, but before we take that break, there have been criminal charges filed for the first time for defrauding the virus bailout. Now, we're going to get into this a little bit, but one guy was from Massachusetts, one guy was from Rhode Island. They created a fake company with fake employees and a fake bank. I don't know what they were thinking, but it got to where the money was going to go to the bank, and there was no bank. $500,000,
yeah.
I might add. $500,000.
Yeah, there's going to be more of that.
Yeah, well, that's just not even smart to have something like that happen. I mean, I granted that's being creative, but come on, guys.
Well, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what really happens here. But he got more than $400,000 to help those employees at three restaurants.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, Adam Schiff is in the news again for all the wrong reasons. But when we come back, the USS Roosevelt is headed back out to sea again. Who's going to be in charge? We'll tell you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And Mr. Mike was in the house yesterday. He'll be back again today. He's back over here from his staying at home, broadcasting there. He's now broadcasting from the studios right around the corner from where I'm at. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them, you can go to the page I created called Americans for America on Facebook. You can like the page and check out all the different articles that are there. A lot of great people are posting things over there. And you will see the USCCA logo link directly below the top of the page. It's the first thing you'll see. And if you click on that logo link, you can find out how to win a gun a day, given away every day, and every day it's a different gun. That's number one. And number two, you can find out how you can join and become a member. There are three levels of membership. Well, you have the opportunity, depending on which level of membership you get into, to get as much as $474 worth of free stuff. But certainly, if you just join the basic membership, you'll get a nice quality carry bag from the USCCA, plus that award-winning magazine called Concealed Carry Magazine. So, check them out. The USCCA logo link on the Facebook page for Americans for America. Like the page while you're over there. You'll be glad you did. There's a lot of great stuff over there. A lot of great contributors. So, there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is where this FoundersCode.com, the page. Now, a lot of stuff is going on here. Politically and militarily, and it all seems to be happening at the same time. For example, here's an interesting one for you. The FBI announces again, April. We knew about March, we knew about February, we knew about January. But the FBI announces that there were nearly 3 million gun background checks conducted in April as gun sales are continuing to soar.
Okay.
And these are first-time gun buyers, a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
So I think it's because of the people that were sheltering in place at home, and maybe they figured they needed some personal protection or something.
Well, when people get desperate and they see that other people have something, what happens?
They try to take it.
Okay. Yep. And that's bad, right?
Yep, exactly. They try to take it. Absolutely. Now, there was some late news last night. I guess it was around 9 o'clock or thereabouts that the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was taken to the hospital with some sort of infection. Have you heard anything else about her condition?
Yeah, she's all right. Apparently they went in and removed some infection due to a gallstone inflammation. So she's supposed to be necessarily back on duty maybe tomorrow. And what that necessarily means is because the Supreme Court is doing their cases by audio and video. You can listen to the audio, but you can't get the video. So
okay.
She's a spry one.
Tough old bird. Now, 11 state attorney generals are calling on Attorney General Barr to probe what appears now to be a meat price fixing scandal going on. Now, I know about the meat being in short supply, but I also know about lots of storage of frozen meat and vegetables in warehouses all across the country.
There's no shortage of cattle. Let's just put, and no shortage of hogs and
yep.
no shortage of chickens.
Yep.
But because you have the meat processing plants that are not operating at full capacity, these ranchers can't get their livestock to the processing. So we have a problem. And because there is a shortage coming out of the meat processors, now at the retail side, on the commercial side, there is some price fixing going on. Now, there is certainly a lot in the frozen world, for sure. we shall see where this necessarily ends up. I think, if I remember correctly, President Trump signed some kind of an order. I don't know if it was an executive order that saying that these meat processing plants must stay open or be open or work at some kind of capacity, which is okay, but that's if you get the employees in there to work. So we don't know where this is going to go.
Yeah, Christine is asking, why can't they just let the cattle graze? Well, when they take the cattle, they bought them, they don't put them in grazing fields. They put them in stockyards, and that's where they keep them before they move them to the purveyor or processor, if you will.
Well, what's happening is because, you sell, what is known as beef or meat on the hoof.
Correct.
At a certain price.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatever that price is, well, these ranchers are losing about, two-thirds of the prices they normally sell them for because they can't get, there's no place to put them. It's mm-hmm. like nobody wants them.
Mm-hmm.
So, they have this down to a fine science. Once it weighs a certain point and once they get to a certain, whatever position, status,
mm-hmm.
being the hog or the cow,
mm-hmm.
Then they're sold.
Mm-hmm.
And they price fix that, they sell it for whatever contract, but now they're not getting that kind of money.
Now, this is going to be a conversation that might take a little while, this topic. Are nursing homes now America's killing fields?
Well, look, the big question here, and it seems to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is that nursing homes do not functionally operate like emergency rooms or hospitals. They have a very different kind of protocol, meaning they don't have the number of doctors, they don't have the number of nurses, they don't have the, facility. If somebody is sick or somebody needs surgery, they're taken out of the nursing home and moved over to a hospital.
Yep.
So if you have somebody that may work in a hospital and does, you know, has a second job, works in a nursing home, you have the, you know, they may not have the securities or the procedures, and apparently they don't, because so many of the deaths have happened at, you know, seniors living centers or assisted living centers or nursing homes. So therein lies where I would say the biggest issue is taking a look at what the state of New York mandates for those facilities versus the state of Florida.
But yesterday, the state of New York, out of the clear blue sky, made an announcement, and I just, and people literally, their jaws must have hit the floor. They said, oh, by the way, we have just discovered that 1,700 more people died at our nursing homes in New York State. They just announced it out of the blue, like as if, oh, no big deal.
Well, you have to, I would like to see that whole thing in context. Did they all, we know they already died and then they changed, they listed the reason for death as being a virus or was it some other comorbidity? We don't know that whole story.
No, we don't. We just know that, we just know what we heard on the radio because our network news was playing it yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it's so important to get the whole thing in context before we just say,
But I will tell you this, the United States Senate is going to be probing the veterans' homes after the virus deaths there.
Well, and rightly so. I mean, a veteran's home isn't really any different than an assisted living. I think they sort of operate on many of the same protocols. So, I don't know that all cases are exactly the same. All locations are exactly the same.
Nope, they aren't. And one final thing. Citizen kids of illegals are going to sue for stimulus funds. Oh, boy.
Oh, whatever.
What do you think?
Whatever.
Should they get their pittance?
No.
Because in California, they're giving them, what, $500?
Well, Illinois is doing the same thing. They're giving them benefits, too. The mayor up there, whatever her name is, Lori, whatever.
Oh, the one that tell everybody that if you don't follow them, we're going to throw you in jail, arrest you, and make you a criminal. Ugh. Okay. All right. Let's see. How many of those who passed were probable versus dead from virus or died with?
Precisely.
Precisely.
Yeah. So you have to get the whole thing in context and see how the whole thing, There's always more to a story.
Well, we will talk to you tomorrow. Maybe we'll have more about that to tell the people about because it's very vague, and even what they're reporting right now is vague. So I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she does when she does it. I'll be right back in the meantime with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After more than a month, the president has finally left the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona on Tuesday visiting a Honeywell plant that has been restructured to make N95 masks during the coronavirus pandemic. The president praising the workers at the plant for their hard work.
Moments ago, we saw the brand new production lines where you're making high-quality N95 respirators, and they are made to perfection. There's no bad masks like various countries have been sent some very bad masks from other places. There's nothing like that at Honeywell. Respirators are there to protect our heroic doctors and nurses as they fight the unseen enemy. More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch, and let me just tell you that if you don't know who the National Aviation Academy is, and you're looking for a new career, a new job, an opportunity to definitely get paid what you're worth, here we go. Listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for those of you that have been furloughed or laid off and you're sitting around wondering what to do, wondering whether or not you've been spinning your wheels doing what you're doing, I got a great opportunity for you. And if you're a veteran, there is money available for veterans to use the GI Bill post 9/11, and some of you still may have benefits available pre 9/11, but you certainly can get money to go to school the old-fashioned way, and that's by getting a loan to go to school. Now, You can do all of that through the National Aviation Academy, but you got to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And when you do call them up, ask to take the tour. Okay? Ask to take the tour. Now, to find out more about them online, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. I will tell you that National Aviation Academy can fill that void you've got, give you a great career path with a starting salary of right around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour work week. Now, you want to make more money? You can do it. It's all based on your God-given ability to do so. And you want to talk about work that needs to be done right now? With all this all these aircraft that are parked that need to be re-inspected, recertified, and maintained before they can be put up back up in the air again, they're not just going to automatically go, okay, fire them up, let's go. It does not work that way. Every airplane, one by one, has got to be re-inspected, recertified before it goes up in the air. And tomorrow, when Bo from the National Aviation Academy comes on, you'll hear exactly what the process is, because we're going to ask them. We're going to ask them how long it takes, because there are thousands of airplanes sitting right now that are not flying. One particular place out in Arizona, 1,700 aircraft. Another place, California, two places. One has 500, one has 700. And that doesn't count some of the other spots where we know there's aircraft. So think about that. Again, the website, naa.edu, naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. Well, the Army got to say congratulations to the new commanding general of the 82nd Airborne Division, our listeners up there in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area. Major General Christopher Donahue will be the 82nd Airborne Division's new commander. And congratulations to General Donahue. I'm sure he's going to be very busy right off the bat because the 82nd is getting ready to redeploy again over across the pond. Now, the USS Theodore Roosevelt sailors that are still showing virus symptoms despite a month of isolation are going to be remaining behind as their ship is being forced to redeploy back to the Pacific because of circumstances that are going on there. And they may be putting new crewmen and women on board for the ones that can't go yet. Now, the commander, former commander, who's been recommended to take control of the aircraft carrier, Captain Crozier, we just heard Denise Simon say he's been reassigned elsewhere temporarily in San Diego. Okay, that's fine, because I know they're not going to make any decisions on him until the Assistant Chief of Naval Operations completes the investigation into the coronavirus problem that they had on the aircraft carrier, and who knows how long that's going to take. Now, the Air Force says that an F-15 was forced to divert to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland and make an emergency landing on its fuselage after its landing gear malfunctioned in flight on Saturday afternoon. That probably got to be very exciting, I would think. So, there you go. Now, the National Guard, by the way, is very busy, of course, in the scheme of things with the national state of emergency, and they are definitely out there working all across the country doing various things, helping out the first responders and in the hospitals as well. The troop level now is at more than 46,500. That's up another 1,500 above what it was last week at this time. And 86% of them are on Title 32 orders, which is the pandemic. In addition, a Washington state city settled a civil lawsuit for $549,000 with a police officer who alleged he was wrongfully and repeatedly passed over for promotions because he was a National Guardsman. Wow. Wow. Now, FEMA according to a federal watchdog, did not effectively deploy employees to disaster areas back in 2017 and 2018 during disaster seasons due to some unreliable information in the IT system, we're hearing. A federal watchdog found that the Federal Emergency Management Agency did not effectively deploy its workforce because of a glitch in the IT system. Well, I suppose that's to be expected, I suppose. By the way, Kenneth Braithwaite, currently the U.S. ambassador to Norway and President Donald Trump's nominee to become Secretary of the Navy, is scheduled to appear at a Senate Armed Services Committee confirmation hearing tomorrow. They want him in the driver's seat as soon as possible. We'll see how that goes. By the way, want to buy a car? How about a World War II command car that's up for auction? The previous owner? General Patton. Now, Patton's 4x4 command car, which was part of the 3rd Army Headquarters motor pool, was built in 1944 with a series of modifications to suit the general's preferences. It has been sitting out there at the Desert Museum for General Patton in California, and now it's up for sale. You'll have an opportunity to bid on it and buy it, if that's what you want to do. And another prominent public policy voice called for an expansion of the popular GI Bill education program beyond military members in light of the recent coronavirus outbreak, as Michigan leaders have already moved to copy the program for health workers and other frontline responders. Now, Michigan, of course, is trying to copy what the military has done because they've got a big problem there, as you well know, with their governor. So they're trying to put forth a really good face because that governor's currently, they're trying to recall her. You might know that, too. Also, disabled vets have 1 day left today, 1 day left, to register for the coronavirus stimulus checks. Now, veterans who missed out on economic stimulus checks connected to the coronavirus outbreak have only until midnight tonight to register dependents with the Internal Revenue Service or miss out on potentially hundreds of dollars until 2021. The money is there if you're disabled, if you didn't get it. And if you don't know what to do, contact your VA rep in your county. By the way, the winner of the U.S. Navy's frigate competition, Fincantieri, is now getting ready to make good on the contract that they got. I can't wait to see what's going to happen there. We'll see more about that, I'm sure, in the next too distant future. All right, we're coming back, and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be with us. Lots of money stuff to talk about, and we might even talk about something else with him. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more right here on these stations. I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There she is, the Jersey Flash, Donna Fiducia, with her husband Don. They live up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. And they're listening to us on 1330, our affiliate there, in Carrollton. So thank you very much. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by the makers of Balance of Nature. Now, I'm currently taking the fruits and the veggie capsules, Balance of Nature. They are really good, and they work. They're giving me a little extra energy and I've taken this before, and I'm feeling really good about, I just feel better. I don't know, that's the only way I can describe it. Because it's real food, real science, real nutrition, no synthetics, no additives, no fillers. It gives you all the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, so you're going to get all your fruits, all your vegetables, without having to sit there and eat cauliflower or whatever else they stick in front of your plate. Remember your mom used to say, you got to eat this because you got to have your vegetables or whatever. So that's how I'm getting it, capsules. And it's working. So if you want to find out more, go to the website, balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain, Matt Bruce. That's all you got to do. And you'll get 35% off your first-time order. All right, Chris Martesi, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, we had a couple of geniuses up there, one in Massachusetts, one in Rhode Island. They decided to conjure up a plan, put together a fake company, a restaurant company, created six employees that they didn't really have. They needed $500,000 to keep their restaurant going and to keep the employees working. They created a fake bank and all that. And when the Internal Revenue or the Small Business Administration went to put the money in the bank, they found out it was a personal account, not a business account, number one, and it was on an individual, not the company name that they put for it. They got nailed, got arrested, got charged, first ones for fraudulently obtaining funds.
Well, I'm glad that there's some sort of, they're looking into this somehow. I think there was probably, they were probably so egregious in just how stupid they were in regards to filing this. I think that the bank that they probably filed it, they didn't prove what was going on and probably tipped off the regulator. I mean, you have to show that you actually have these employees on the books, and you have to prove all of this stuff. And, they got caught, and I hope we see more of that.
Yeah. Now,
I don't hope we see more. I hope we don't see people trying to rob us to rip the government off or regards to this, but I hope the bad guys do get nailed.
I get you. Now, what do you think about the citizen children of illegals now suing to get stimulus funds that they are not entitled to under the current law?
Students of what?
Citizen kids of illegal parents. Okay.
Suing to get what?
Stimulus money. Their parents came here illegally. They were born here. They were citizens, and they want stimulus money.
Well, they're entitled to it if they're citizens.
Well, they didn't get it.
If they have a Social Security number and they're making under a certain amount of money, you need a $1,200 check, they should probably get it, right? You're talking about that they're still kids. They're not 18 yet? They're younger?
Correct. They're not 18.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that's interesting. I didn't even think about that, see how that works.
Mm-hmm. Well, this of course, started in California.
Mm-hmm.
Figures, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even really think about that, what happened in that type of a situation, and an anchor baby situation, and how they're getting their money.
Huh.
It's going to be, once that news gets out, I'm sure you're going to have people... most certainly yelling and screaming about that.
Now, we know that there are blue states and there are cities in those blue states where they're talking about they're going to have money to balance their pension funds and to keep them going and this, that, and the other. But the president yesterday said that the aid may be tied to the sanctuary city policies that some of these states have, and it could in fact mean that they might not get any money. But then again, if they were going to organize or negotiate it, the president would say, okay, you give me our payroll tax cuts and we'll give you money for the cities.
Yeah, horse trading going on. The interesting
Correct.
Thing is, what are you going to do about sanctuary cities after you give the cities the money, where they'll just go back and do things the old way? I mean, they're breaking the law. They're basically writing their own laws already, and deciding that and this goes back to Obama deciding what laws he's going to enforce and which ones he was not going to enforce. I mean, you see a lot of elected officials do that nowadays. For example, in places like New York now, where they say, hey, you know what, we're not going to go after people smoking marijuana in the streets anymore like we used to. Again, they could say, okay, we're not going to make it a sanctuary city anymore. As soon as they get the money, they can go back on their word. What's to stop them?
Yeah, well, since you enjoyed that about the citizen kids so much, here's another one for you. The senators, GOP senators and Mitch McConnell, are suggesting taking a little bit of a pause on the fifth virus relief bill. Nancy Pelosi is putting together a bill right now for $1 trillion, and in it, she wants to give all the people, again, that got the $1,200 checks, now she wants to give them $2,000 a month for as long as the next 6 months.
I talked about this yesterday. Is this on top of unemployment?
Yes, yes.
I mean, federal unemployment's already $2,400 a month, and that doesn't include the money that they're getting from the states. Enough with the handing money out. Enough. Get people back to work. I'm tired of this nonsense. Again, I think they're trying to get that through as quick as they can, but I think people are rushing in many respects to the exits right now. They want to be out of their house.
Well, right.
I the thing that we talked about here on the show, Matt, guess what? They did it in Tampa. I saw that they're going to be opening up, closing down streets and opening them up so restaurants could have more outdoor seating.
Correct.
People want to be out. Enough's enough now.
Yep. Just like down there in Bourbon Street in New Orleans where they got the streets where they put the posts in the street so you couldn't drive two vehicles side by side. You can only go down through there with one, the horse-drawn carriages and whatnot. Same thing. They get the tables out there in the street for that. Yep.
Great. I mean, you got to get people back to work.
Yep. Now, the other thing is just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the FBI comes out and says they checked. They did nearly 3 million background checks in the month of April. A lot of first-time gun owners.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Again, people, they look at situations like this and they start getting worried, without a doubt. And like I said, the greatest gun salesman of all time was who? Barack Obama.
Yeah.
They sold more guns under his administration than ever before. So, and this is, people are nervous about this. Doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
Now, Walt Disney Company has estimated that the global coronavirus lockdowns have cost them $1.4 billion so far and growing from the virus shutdowns. I don't know what they're going to be doing. They can't really open up anything just yet because how are they going to do that with their parks and all the people that would show up? They got to maintain social distancing. They got to move their restaurants around and pull tables further apart and all that sort of stuff. So I guess that's going to take them a little while.
I don't know. I mean, maybe into June, I would say you could start. I mean, you can try to social distance as best you can. And social distancing is a bit of a suggestion. I mean, you're going to be in a park. I mean, I saw the pictures of the beaches in Florida. I mean, people are trying to stay away from each other, but not really. I don't know if you saw Central Park this past weekend in New York when the weather was beautiful. It was packed.
Sure.
There's not much you can do. Again, if you're one that's going to get bent out of shape because someone happens to get into your little social distancing space, don't go to the park. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go. I mean, they're going to have to open up. You got all those workers there in Orlando.
Yep.
We've got to get to herd immunity. So enough's enough. Open the parks.
And I know that you're getting ready to hop on a cruise because right now $28 a day is what Carnival is wanting to put out there to get you on a cruise ship. $28 a day, go anywhere you want.
Yeah, what is that, the SS Minnow?
No, it's their big ship, $28 a day. And by the way, Royal Caribbean, 3 days, $199. 5 days, $299. 7 days, $399 each.
I'm not a cruise guy.
I'm not
it's
either,
not
but they're
day.
But that's
it's
when that's when they get desperate when they do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and you stay out of trouble up there and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Marcassi. I should have told him to stay dry because it's raining up there. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with more, and Colonel Jim Warshak will be lined up. We're going to ask him what the hell went on in Venezuela. How could these guys have been that stupid to think they were just going to go breezing on in there? Unbelievable. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.